here's a story from The World.
Cambodia is run by a strongman government known for harsh crackdowns against dissent and for general dysfunction. But its COVID vaccine program is remarkable. Cambodia's seat of government, Phnom Penh, appears to be the most vaccinated capital in the world. The World's Southeast Asia correspondent Patrick Nguyen explains how the country pulled it off.
Remember February 2020, when the planet was panicking over a mysterious virus in China? Well, Cambodia's Prime Minister, Hun Sen, said, you know, this would be a good time for a trip to China. He was the first head of state willing to visit at the start of the pandemic, and they rolled out the red carpet. Chinese leader Xi Jinping told Hun Sen, you've proven that Cambodia is our all-weather friend. Hun Sen, at 69 years old, actually said he was willing to go to Wuhan. That didn't happen, but he made his point. China, I got your back. And boy, has that paid off. Because when China started giving vaccines to allies, Cambodia was at the front of the line. Today, 98% of adult Cambodians have at least one COVID vaccine in them. 65% of the whole population is fully vaccinated.
For a small, poor country, Cambodia is up there with some of the most successful countries on earth, including the most developed countries in the world as well.
Virak U runs Future Forum, an independent policy research group in Cambodia. And when he says Cambodia is poor, its national economy is smaller than that of the city of Huntsville, Alabama. By most measures, Cambodia's healthcare system is less than stellar, its government is unreliable, and yet when it comes to vaccines, Cambodia is way ahead of U.S. states like Alabama or Ohio or Texas. 65% fully vaccinated, that's more on par with New York. Virak says this has put a strut in Hun Sen's step.
The prime minister is now in that validation mode now, that decisive leadership, a strong man leadership is important during a time of crisis.
I asked Virak U if Cambodia has any issues with anti-vaccine conspiracy theories, which are so rampant in the U.S.
No, there's no such things as what you would see in America. What is happening in America is unique. It's strangely unique.
In fairness, Cambodia's government doesn't tolerate much dissent. But really, Virak U says, the real challenge for any poor country like Cambodia was always going to be getting vaccines in the first place. Hun Sen made sure that would not be a problem. He has fully hitched his star to China. Even before the World Health Organization approved Chinese vaccines, such as Sinovac, Cambodia went ahead and started putting them in people's arms. As Hun Sen told Xi Jinping in person, Cambodia and China, he said, will stand together through weal and woe. Now, China isn't Cambodia's only friend. Cambodia has, in recent history, relied on foreign aid for half of its budget. And the U.S. has been a major donor, too. But it doesn't pay much attention to the country. For example, Washington sent 1 million vaccines to Cambodia, all Johnson & Johnson. China provided 27 million vaccines. And as for the international community, the UN, which has long promised to uplift Cambodia, well, it hasn't sent many vaccines to the country at all. Less than 350,000, courtesy of COVAX, a partner of the World Health Organization, which declined to speak to me for this story. Even Hun Sen himself said a few months back, if I don't ask China for help, who am I supposed to ask? Virak U, the policy analyst, says Western countries have trouble admitting that turning to China paid off for Cambodia.
I think the West doesn't want that to be the case. You know, who want to prove a China model as a successful model in times of rivalry? Can we have an honest discussion in assessing the goods and the bads and the ugly of Cambodia? I think that will be healthy, but I doubt that will take place.
Cambodia's vaccination drive is not over, by the way. Hun Sen wants it to be the most vaccinated country on earth. So, as the U.S. debates vaccinating young children, Cambodia last week started inoculating kids as young as six. For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen.